In drought-afflicted regional New South Wales, conserving water is a constant but vital part of day-to-day living. Some residents on the most severe water restrictions are standing in multiple buckets while having a shower or using their washing machine water for their garden. Gavin Coote takes a look.
So, we look in here.
Lauren Mackley is tending to her garden in suburban Tamworth. The regional New South Wales city is on level 5 water restrictions, which is among the strictest in the country.
You know, we always used to meet our friends at the river and nobody meets down there. That social cohesion's gone. Those things that people do bond over, like growing gardens and swapping vegetables, those really basic things, they just can't happen anymore. And that's really sad.
Under level 5 restrictions, all residential outdoor use of water is banned. And looking at Lauren Mackley's green garden and lawn, you'd be forgiven for thinking she's breaking the rules, but she's not.
Recently, we run all of our washing machine water out into our yard. We've got pipes and hoses that run straight through, so all of that grey water, we move around the yard strategically. We've got a bit of a cycle happening. We've also installed a shower over our bath so we could capture all of that water, and we siphon the water out of our bath to go into our backyard as well.
So. The hose system sounds quite fandangled.
It's a little bit, yeah. So when we go outside, between the rinse cycle and wash cycles, we quickly run outside and we move the hose so each of our plants can get a little bit of water. So, yeah, in our bathroom, we can go through and have a look. So we've rigged up a new system in the bathroom. So we've installed a shower. The water flows. And then we've just got like a basic garden hose and we siphon the water out of that and out of our window and into our backyard.
Mainly our succulents is a lot that's left.
People say to us, you know, you can't just put the washing machine water and the bath water on your plants, but, you know, you should wash it off with something else. But we can't wash it off with anything else. We don't have any other water. But it's also about using environmentally friendly soaps and dishwashing detergents.
About 50 kilometres northwest of Tamworth is the little town of Manila. It relies on the Namoi River for its water supply, but it's almost bone dry.
I mean, when I grew up in Canberra, we're talking the 1970s and 80s, we didn't really have any droughts back then.
Andrew Morn moved to Manila from the north shore of Sydney 2 years ago. Nothing prepared him for the parched state of his new block, which spans almost an acre.
And when we moved in, the drought, it wasn't really being reported nationally, but the drought had already really bitten here. We lost some really big trees.
And like just about everyone else in the region, buckets in sinks and showers to collect runoff are a normal part of daily life.
This is something we never would have done in Sydney. So there's our little bucket in the sink, and then that bucket goes onto the garden. And there's about 10 litres or something in there. So that's the first little bit. This is the high-tech water-saving device in the shower. So we've got like 2 40-litre buckets. So that holds 80 litres. And then that gets put into 2 20-litre buckets and I cart it out onto the garden.
And it's in the garden where the water-saving measures really ramp up. The web designer bartered with local businesses to source landscaping materials that would preserve as much moisture as possible.
Yeah, I went to my local quarry and they didn't have a website, so I offered them a website in exchange for gabion rock and blue metal gravel. The theory is that the gabions and the gravel will hold the moisture that'll support drought-tolerant bushes, and then just a small patch of grass that we get to maintain with the little bit of water that we get out of the shower, basically.
There's every likelihood the water situation could get worse in Manila. And Andrew Morn admits he may have to step up his efforts to save every drop. But he has no regrets about putting roots down in a town with water shortages.
The hysteria around a lot of this topic is a little bit perhaps overstated. There's no doubt about it, the climate's changing, but I think we can adapt and we can enjoy living in these areas. We just need better water management and other things, and I think we'll all be fine.
That's Andrew Morn from the New South Wales town of Manila. Gavin Coote with that report.